There are programs within the hospital trying to improve things, and AMAU delivery of care there seems to be a little bit successful. But we are having a protracted time expanding the footprint of AMAU. That particular section is working, but despite these mitigations and despite the engagement with the Model 3 pilot program in LUH, there still is this escalation and delayed waiting time. There needs to be a bigger hospital. The population is growing, the population is aging. In Letterkenny and Donegal, in comparison to other areas in the country, and that is having a serious effect on demand. A lot of the hinterland and a lot of the patient population of Letterkenny comes from a pobl described area of deprivation. So that, of course, leads to increased comorbidities. And evidence shows that if you have more than two or three comorbidities, your risk of hospital admission is higher. So all of those add up to impact the presentation to Letterkenny Hospital. So that demand needs to drive a response, which is the response is increased capacity, increased consultants, increased non-consultant hospital doctors, and increased space. The Model 3 pilot project is a really good project. It really describes what needs to happen in Model 3 hospitals in order for them to sustain delivery service within the next 10 years. That describes that there should be an increase of 1,000 consultants over the next 10 years. With activity in Letterkenny, that would really amount to introducing 10 consultants per year over the next few years until the target's in 2032. So, that needs to happen, but it needs to be funded. It's recommended. There's policy there, but the policy needs to be enacted.
Yes, and there's very, I mean, we have sight of what's coming. We know where we're at now, but we also have a good idea of where our population will be and our age profile of that population and the medical needs of that population. So there's no excuse here not to be planning for the inevitable, which is positive in many sense, a population that's living longer, but they have to live in good health and in confidence of timely access to a hospital when needed.
I think we already have an elderly population in comparison to the rest of the country, and that population continues to age. We have the chronic disease management program in primary care, which does help to counteract the impact of chronic disease, but that population is still aging, and the presentations presenting to ED can therefore be somewhat more complex because of the fact that they are presenting at a later stage because they're chronic diseases are managed in primary care.
I believe you were one of the signatories of the letter that focused on the problems at Letterkenny University Hospital and what needed to be done. We also spoke to consultants at that time who described a hospital in crisis and months away from collapse, effectively. Has there been any improvement in any real terms since you signed that letter?
Well, there's engagement, but and there has been local interventions. And as I said, AMAU is one of the things that is working. But one of the primary considerations from the consultants at that time was an elective surgery unit in Letterkenny. Now, there has been a decision made for that to be located in Sligo. And we feel this is really serious concern that I wanted to highlight to you and your listeners this morning, because if the elective surgery unit is located in Sligo and there isn't one in Letterkenny, then it'll be hard to recruit and attract consultant surgeons to Letterkenny. And the knock-on effect of that is if you can't attract emergency cover at night time, you can't have an
Can
emergency
you explain that
department.
to me again? Why would it be difficult to hire in Letterkenny if this unit is based in Sligo?
So the consultants would have to travel 2 hours to do their elective surgery in Sligo, but also that has an impact for patients. I mean, patients don't necessarily want to be treated by a surgeon 2 hours away if they get a complication and then have to go back to to the unit in Letterkenny, which doesn't know them. I mean, we see that already with the NTPF, where, for example, I had a patient during the week that was referred to the NTPF. They had a complication and there was no pathway to manage that complication in Ballykelly. The patient had to come back to me and I have to generate a new referral into Letterkenny. So there are complications with remote care of patients, and we don't want remote care of patients. We want our patients to be cared for and the service expanded in Letterkenny and not reduced. But apart from the technical aspects of that, it's the problem with recruiting the emergency surgeons to cover the emergency department, because of the fact of it's already a tough job and they're not going to choose a job that's going to be tougher for them.
Other than maybe someone in Dublin or Galway, and I don't want to be facetious, but sticking a pin in a map and saying that's the Northwest sorted now, because often that's what seems to happen, stick it into Sligo and it doesn't factor in Burton Port or Malin Head, for an example. Is there any critical mass argument or any other argument for locating it in Sligo, or is it literally just a decision that they've chosen Sligo over Letterkenny?
Well, the decision process about that isn't clear, but certainly the patient cohort is larger in Letterkenny, so I'm not sure what the decision making process was there. There certainly was no engagement or with stakeholders on that decision, and there needed to be. And that's why I would like to bring that to the attention of the listeners.
Well, that's it, because it might seem like a complex medical matter, but I don't think GPs or others, or even, you know, counsellors can do this on their own. It really is up to the public to start advocating for this facility to be based in Letterkenny, and to realise that, okay, maybe, because the one thing I've noticed with health, if you're not affected by it right now, you tend to focus on other stuff. And then when it starts to affect you or someone close to you, then it becomes the most significant thing ever. And I think people, if they're interested in this, sort of need to look at the bigger picture of what it might mean if their children or themselves required these services, to get involved in it emotionally, like, because this will affect everyone at some point or other, and they need to start sort of advocating, I think, themselves for this this unit at Letterkenny.
100%. And I mean, like, I have children, you know, I have, you know, elderly relatives as well, and you know, I might need the service myself. You know, it affects everybody. And it's very hard to think of that on a day-to-day level, you know, when you have the mica crisis, which does have an impact on ED presentations. I know the psychology service has incorporated questions on how mica affects you in their intake questionnaires, you know, so it's a very significant impact, and it does impact on the psychology presentations to ED as well, you know. So there's a lot going on for people in Donegal at the moment. The whole situation can be quite stressful. But having said that, we can't ignore that this is coming down the line and is a serious concern. But also the Model 3 project that we're engaged in takes up a lot of time, and this is all voluntary time from consultants and GPs in the community. We don't necessarily want to be doing this. You know, there are people that have paid jobs to do this. We do this out of our free time. But it is to advocate for the patients, but that is to show our serious concerns for what's happening at the moment. So with the Model 3 project, there are good ideas, there are good plans, but they won't happen without funding.